Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now!
My name is Kenny Jones, your host. This is We Talk Productions that present Black Urban America that comes on Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, we had Carlton Sneed with Provocative Thought, who had a great show last Saturday with the two professors talking about white privilege. That was an awesome show. He come on Saturdays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Before I get into monologue, I just want to express something about Facebook. Now, myself, I do a lot of business on Facebook. But there was this white dude from Australia that racked up millions of dollars by putting a Black Lives Matter post on Facebook. And Black Lives Matter told Zuckerberg, yo, that's not our thing. Take it off. And he left it on there. So we got to be careful. I don't know what Zuckerberg is doing, but and then when it comes to me, well, I'm trying to give information to my people. I get certain shares, I'm blocked. But this white boy from Australia can rack up millions of dollars by false news, false posting. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going off on a rant. That's their thing. I'm not getting into it. But that's why, you know, me and my business partner, you know, we think about going to YouTube, you know, leaving the Facebook jazz alone, because we think we could reach more of an audience on YouTube. But even that's starting to come to question now. You know, just like you put your info out there, especially the financial info, and leading up to financial, don't you know, I was doing a little background research on tonight's topic, because I'm not really an expert when it comes to this. So if I don't know anything, I'll go out there and try to get an expert to discuss it. Don't you know 42% of African-American households are borrowing money from their credit card to maintain, like groceries and utilities. 99% of African Americans who start a business get into credit card debt. Also, blacks are more likely to be targeted by debt collectors. Wow, another institution. First, we got the criminal justice system on our back. We got the educational system, not teaching our kids. Now, we got, you know, the debt collector just targeting us. Now, as they said, that this could be a problem trying to create wealth for yourself or wealth for the African-American community, this debt. So I brought in an expert by the name of Ms. Samantha J. West. Good evening, Ms. West. How are you?
I am amazing. Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm glad that you find time to come on the show and discuss this issue of credit card debt and other financial services that we need to know about, especially around this time of year. This is tax season. So, Ms. West, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, well, I am Samantha West. I used to be in the educational system. I was the data clerk. I worked with students, helping them matriculate through the school system. Anything from withdrawals, enrollment, anything that dealt with the student. I actually left that job. It's been about 10 months now to get into, I was actually introduced to a company that does credit repair. And so I started with the company, but after about, like I said, about 10 months ago, I decided to go full-time and just pretty much do my own thing. So now I actually educate, I do seminars and educate our people on the importance of financial matters as well as credit and how, you know, we can make a change for and make our lives better for the future and for our kids.
Now, I agree wholeheartedly. And congratulations on becoming independent. I know.
Thank you.
I know that's a difficult thing to do, especially when, you know, when your credit. I mean, how would that work when your credit is not that good, and you're trying to create wealth? I mean, how do you try to balance these two entities?
You can't. It's hard because you can have the financial backing, but the likelihood that individuals have $30,000-$40,000 plus just sitting up to purchase a car or to purchase a home or, you know, to just sit up and just continue to build money like that is pretty much not really heard of. So, you know, nowadays credit is a vital sign. It's like everything is determined by your credit score. Employment opportunities, whether you can qualify for a home, whether you can qualify for a car. And even if you do qualify, your interest rates may be sky high because your credit is messed up. So, you know, building wealth with negative credit or less than perfect credit, you know, it's kind of, like I said, impossible. I hate to use the word impossible because nothing's impossible, but how it's hard for someone to be able to do.
So if I want to build a business, right, and I want to go to an African-American bank or a bank, and the first thing you're going to ask is your credit score, your credit background.
Correct.
And suppose if your credit's not good, you can forget about the loan. Just got to find another way to build that business.
Well, typically, the likelihood that a bank may approve you for a loan to do a business or, you know, any whatever you may be going in for, the like with negative credit, the likelihood that that bank or financial institution is going to approve you is slim to none. It's not 100% that they won't, depending upon where your credit score actually is. But again, you'll have high interest rates. So paying that loan back, you probably end up paying way more money because your interest rate is so high on the money that you borrowed just because your credit score is not where it should have been. So again, but depending upon where your score is, so anything less than maybe 620, you probably won't be approved. And then, you know, even at 620 and above, I would say 620, anything less than 700, you're probably going to have a fairly high interest rate. And, of course, 700 and above, then, you know, your interest rates will be low, very reasonable for you to be able to pay the loan back. So building, I mean, going into a bank, requesting a loan, but, you know, most people don't even know their credit score. So they go into, you know, the car lot or, you know, they go in the car lot or they go into the bank requesting a loan, not even knowing what their score is, not even knowing that them requesting that is going to actually impact their score even more. So it's just like a hole that's constantly being dug, and we trying to constantly, you know, get out of that hole. And that's why I'm here, to help individuals get out of that hole, so that they can build wealth and a financial future.
Well, Ms. West, if 42% of African American middle income households are borrowing against their credit to maintain, then you got blacks are more likely to be targeted by debt collectors. Why get a credit card if it's going to create all these problems?
Well, you don't have to necessarily get a credit card just because you're working on your credit. It's always good to have just in case you need, and versus not having, you need and you have no options. Because like I said, most people don't have the liquid assets just sitting in their bank account. So,
Right. Therefore,
having the credit will, you know, be able to help you get, maybe just say emergencies come up or you want to start a business. It's always good to have that as an asset. Just because you have good credit does not mean you have to go out and rack up on credit cards. And then if you happen to do that, you just need to know how to be financially responsible, so that you won't create such a mountain of debt for yourself and then end up in the same place.
Well, how come almost half of African American households are borrowing against their credit cards to maintain a lifestyle?
Well, like you said, it's a lifestyle that they're trying to maintain instead of living within their means. And probably because most people, I would say 8 out of 10 people, live paycheck to paycheck. So when you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're already living above your means, then you're going to figure out ways that you can rob Peter to pay Paul, right? You're going to figure out ways that you can continue to maintain this lifestyle. So naturally, your first thought, if you qualify, you're going to go and try and get credit cards so that you can maintain a lifestyle that you can't even afford anyway. And then, therefore, putting yourself in more debt and creating a much of a bigger issue for yourself. And therefore, you are borrowing money off of your credit card to pay for something that you don't even need. You know, when you say African Americans, you know, truthfully, and I hope I'm not stepping on any toes, but truthfully, African Americans, I want to say we're like the only race that actually tries to keep up with the Joneses all the time. And
assimilation, darling. Assimilation. We're the most assimilated people on earth. We try to fit in.
Right. And it's all about the image. You know, you want to portray this image for the world when your pockets aren't matching up with your image. And so you're trying to constantly match that image. You want to make sure you have the latest and greatest Jordans. You want to make sure you have the latest and greatest handbags and, you know, the latest and greatest car. When your car note is $700 and you're making about $700, like, it just doesn't add up. And so it's a sad reality, but it is a reality. The race, we as a race, we just focus on materialistic things that do not propel and push us forward in life. And so, therefore, creating debt and creating us to have to go out and borrow money off of credit cards and create even more debt.
So what and should we ultimately, be focused on then? As a people, what we should be focused on?
Well, I think that, you know, we should definitely be focused on the future. You know, I personally am a mother of two. So my focus is my girls. You know, what am I doing now and putting in place now for them and for their future? It's not about me. You know, of course, while I'm still here, I want to make sure my future is taken care of as well. Invest more in yourself. When you invest in yourself, you have the highest return always, and that's a given. But, you know, instead of investing in materialistic things, and I'm not saying don't go and purchase nice things, because I have nice things, but at the same time, I've chosen to make an investment in Samantha, and ultimately, my investment is going to help my kids and their future. And my goal is to, of course, help their kids and their future as well. So I would definitely say, you know, look more, do more research on investing, not just research, but actually invest. Find things that you can invest into that will generate profit for you, that will generate residual income. You know, find multiple streams of income where you can, you know, work and get paid while you sleep. You know, but your money is still growing.
Should we invest in each other?
Absolutely. I mean, it depends, though. You know, depending on what type of, you know, business that someone may have. If you feel that it's a profitable business, if you feel that it's a good long-term strategy or business, absolutely. Why not? I totally feel like we should invest more into each other.
Why is that not happening more and more?
That's a good question. So when you find that answer, please let me know.
Miss West, no. You're not getting away. You're not getting away. You're the expert. Now, if you'll talk about politics. If
but
you
I don't
talk
know
about,
why that's not happening more. I don't know why black people choose to go out and, well, I mean, we've said it. You know, they want to keep up with the Joneses. It's, like you said, assimilation. It's an image that they want to maintain and uphold. So they would rather go and purchase things that don't matter versus making an investment into themselves. I can't answer why, because it's all about your mindset. And honestly, I just believe that the mindset, the African-American community, the mindset is so broken. And it's like a poverty mindset. And it's like a crab in the barrel mindset. And it's just, it's sad. It's just a sad reality. And to go, you have to be willing to work on your own mind. I can't help you. I can speak nuggets. I can talk. I can give you advice. I can, you know, try and push you in the right direction. But until you're ready to receive that message, until you're ready to change your mindset about your life and your finances and your credit, then there's nothing that, you know, no one in the world can make you change your mind until you're ready to change your mind. So
what other financial services that we should start paying attention to besides credit and investment?
Well, let me see. I would say, but that's the same. I mean, of course, real estate would be a good, it's not necessarily a financial service, but
it's a good money maker.
Absolutely. And investing, you know, purchasing properties. You can look into, you know, finding out more about the stocks, find out more about trading foreign income, I mean, foreign currency. You know, find out about the things that are constantly making money, cell phones. You know, what's the wave of the future for cell phones? You know, everyone has one. So what is the future outlook for cell phones? You know, it's ultimately it all boils down to investing, but it's different things that you can invest into. And
how about life insurance?
You said what? I'm sorry.
How about life insurance? I heard
absolutely.
That.
I had another
financial expert on about a year ago. She said that mm-hmm. life is, you'd be surprised how many black folks don't have life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I myself didn't have it about 2 years ago. You know, I mean, working a job, I had it, but once, you know, I didn't feel like it was so important. You know, having my kids covered, I didn't think that was important. You know, you have health insurance and you're like, okay, you know, I'm good. You never know until something happens that you need it. So life insurance is detrimental, actually. You should definitely have life insurance. You know, investments like investing to education. Have an educational plan for yourself if you're still in school or for your kids. You know, have mutual funds, IRAs. Like I said, ultimately it's all about investing, but finding what is good for you to invest in is, you know, the key.
So you have a client, you know, you have a potential client come into the office or you go to the potential client environment. And he wants his credit score to increase. What would you do?
I'm sorry, your phone broke up. I didn't hear you.
Oh. I say you have a potential client that wants to repair his credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do first to repair the person's credit?
What would I do first to repair the credit?
Yes.
Well, first of all, you want to know what's all on your credit, you know, to see if they even know what's on the credit, first of all. I want to know, you know, to what extent it, you know, how much damage is, you know, on your credit right now. Where's your score? Do you know? Do you know what type of items you're looking to be removed? What is your ultimate goal? Are you looking to purchase a home? Are you looking to purchase a car? Like, are you just wanting a clean, fresh? And so once I find out those tidbits of information, then, you know, my step would be, you know, to explain the services that I offer. But I also let customers know that you can definitely do this on your own. But it's just going to take a little more time. It's time-consuming. And it's a lot. It's a lot to process. But you can definitely do it on your own. And if by chance they're still interested in going with me, then, you know, we discuss prices and whatnot, and I'll get started on working on their credit. So the way our process works is we focus on any and all negative items that are on your credit report at any given time. So it could be, and that's with all three bureaus. So it could be student loans, foreclosures, bankruptcies, tax liens, pretty much anything that negatively impacts a client's score, our goal would be to remove it. Most people think student loans can't be removed. That's not true. Student loans can actually be removed. Certain items, once we remove those items, they're actually removed for good. You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about paying them. Just certain items such as child support or student loans, things of that nature, then, of course, yes, you still have to pay them. But everything else, you know, we can remove them. But even with the government items, we can remove those items where they no longer affect your score, they no longer affect your credit report, they no longer affect your debt-to-income ratio. But, of course, like I said, you would still be responsible in paying them. So I just let individuals know exactly, you know, what to expect. And as the process goes forward, then, you know, they'll be in constant, they can follow their entire process. So they'll know exactly what's going on. They'll be abreast of the situation. They'll know, you know, as things are being deleted and disputed, then, you know, so that will be how the process works for me. And it's pretty much, you know, I can't speak on any other credit services, but it's pretty much the same, you know, kind of round the way, pretty much the same. But again, I do offer the opportunity, you know, I let them know that they can definitely do it on their own if they don't feel like, you know, it's worth paying money for.
So if I don't know how I'm going to ask this question, is if having bad credit bad for the community per se?
I would think so. I would think so because, I mean, you can't get anything. Without your credit, you can't get anything. So it causes you to, you know, maybe do some desperate things. Desperate times call for desperate measures, right? Let's just say you don't have the money. Let's say you're going through a financial hardship. You don't have, your car may have gotten taken, you know, and you don't have the money to go and purchase another car. What are you going to do? You don't have the money to go maybe buy your kids or buy yourself some clothes or food. What are you going to do? Your actions, if you can't go out and get it, you know, you have a credit card or, excuse me, your credit is bad and you can't get a credit card, then, you know, it's going to cause you to go into a mind of survival. And so what are you going to do?
So and sometimes we make the wrong choices. That's where we make wrong
absolutely.
Choices by
absolutely.
Being desperate.
When you're in a survival mindset, when you're in a survival mindset, it's like fight or flight. So you're going to either fight
yeah.
or you, you know, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to fight because you're in the survival mindset. That's what that's, you know, then you have your crime rate is increasing. You have, and I'm not saying having bad credit increases crime rate. I'm not saying that at all. But when people feel like they can't, they don't have an out, they don't have an option, then it can increase the crime because they don't feel like if they have any other way to get what they need. So, therefore, you can increase crime. I mean, so, yeah, absolutely. It affects the community.
Well, it goes back to what I've been saying for years. It's good to have our own wealth so we don't have to worry about this stuff. But we might have a call. Somebody might be wanting to ask you a question. Welcome to Black Urban America. Last four numbers, 3272. You on the air? Hello? Oh, I guess you're just listening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, that was me.
Go ahead, hi, Samantha. That, I guess that person just wanted to listen to the show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So,
that's all I was saying.
Oh, yeah. So, like I say, this is the reason why that I've been, now I don't want to say preaching, but pushing that we as a people, hey, I know it's not going to be all of us, but we as a people have to start thinking about our own wealth. And since we live in this society where there's a lot, everything's on credit, you know, we really have to start thinking about cleaning up some of these financial issues so we can start moving forward to establishing wealth for our communities.
Right. So, I mean, but, you know, like I said, like, it's a choice. Like, people have to want to make a change, and people have to want to do something different for, you know, in their lives. And until that hits you, and typically, most people know they need their credit repaired, but they will not get it repaired. Typically, and not all, but most.
Why is that?
And
why is that?
because they don't feel like they need it. Until you need it and it becomes a necessity, then you don't feel like you know, most people feel like, well, I've been living with bad credit for this long, I'm okay. I've made it this far, I'm good. You know, until it becomes a necessity. And truthfully, good credit is a necessity, but until you need it, until you're ready to make that home purchase, until you go to the store and you don't have the money to purchase what you need, or you need a car and you can't get it, until you actually need it to buy that business, or when you want to build your own business, then you don't feel like it's a need. You don't feel like you need it. So most people don't get their credit repaired. They'll continue to live with bad credit and debt when, you know, and then a lot of people may not feel like it's worth paying for. They don't feel like it's, you know, a necessity to be able to pay someone a lump sum of money or a monthly fee to get them in a better situation. Again, it's about your mindset. If your mind is not there and ready to receive that you want to be in a better place, then you're not going to do anything to make yourself get into a better place.
Okay. All right. Let's say we went through the process. All right. We sat down with you. You made up a plan to address the credit and everything. That's been a couple years later. What first things first? Our credit score is good now. What should we do with good credit now? What should we look at first?
Well, I mean, that's a matter of preference. It's a lot of things you could do. It depends on where you are in your life. You know, your goal may be to start your own business. So, of course, you're working on getting your credit repaired so that you can start your own business. Or your goal may be to get a house. So, you know, like I said, it's just a matter of preference. It's a matter of your goals, and those are personal goals. Whatever your personal goals are, whatever you're striving towards in life and, you know, you want to make happen, then, of course, I would say strive towards that. You're getting your credit repaired to make that happen. So make that a priority. Make that the thought in your head. You know, I always go on, start with your why. So you know your why, so go ahead and get your credit repaired so you can work towards achieving your why. And once that's, once your initial why is achieved, you may have multiple whys. So, of course, focus on your why. Focus on your why. And once you focus on your why, then everything else will fall into place. The how will always happen. And so, you know, like I said, that's just a matter of preference, personal preference, whatever your goals are. Once you go through the credit process, you know, I will help you, you know, stay focused on your goals throughout the time, because, again, it's a lengthy process. It's not something that happens overnight. You know, you don't get bad credit overnight. I mean, you don't get bad credit overnight. So don't feel like the restore process is going to happen overnight. So it is a process. And, you know, throughout that process, I just kind of like to help guide my clients, like, stay focused on your why. Because a lot of people want to give up. They don't want to continue to pay. They don't want to. They feel like it may not be working as fast as they want or hope. And, you know, but again, you have to remind them, what did you say your goals were when you started? You want to purchase a home, correct? Well, we're working on helping you make that happen. So whatever your goals are, personal goals.
So if a person is interested in seeking services from you, or how should they contact you?
Well, you can actually, I'm on Instagram as I am Samantha J. West. I'm also on Facebook as Samantha J. West. And my website is sjw.credit. And also my phone number is 678-829-9221. So, again, that's Instagram. Instagram is I am Samantha J. West. Facebook, Samantha J. West. My website is sjw.credit, and my phone number is 678-829-9221.
Well, Samantha, it's been a good conversation. I'm glad that you came on the show to explain to the community about the importance of cleaning up your credit. And I hope when people hear this and download this, you know, you be getting some more business. But yeah,
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
well,
you coming
I appreciate
on.
You. Absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate you inviting me. I appreciate imparting knowledge in the community. I'm grateful you know, I thought enough of me as an expert to be able to speak to your audience. And, you know,
hey,
wish you much
you
success
be an expert.
In everything that you
do. You got
do.
Your own business. You're helping a lot of folks clear up their credit. Yeah. You're doing a very important service in our community.
Well, I appreciate it. You as well. You keep spreading knowledge and, you know, doing podcasts like this. You know, I'm just grateful. Thank you so very much for having me.
Thank you. And you
All
have
right.
a good week.
You have a good one.
Okay.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Well, folks, you hear me. I mean, that's sometimes that might sound scary. It sounds scary to me, you know. Addressing your credit, man, you know. All kinds of stuff. I made some stupid purchases, you know. I got to really research my credit, see what's going on, you know. I think we got to take this serious. She said purchasing property. Everybody want to buy a educational plan. IRA. My God, she's talking about me with the IRA. I mean, we really have to start becoming in tune to our financial needs so it won't be easy for other cultures to come in our communities and take it over. So people, let's get with it. Let's look into our hearts. Let's look at this man up. That's what we say on the sports field. Man up, okay? And your face got paid the piper, okay? With that, I am because we are. We are because I am. See ya.
Hold it now. I'm taking tabs, showing up, stuck the grass like certain, and it hurts.